There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's always a good way to get started. And everybody will feel better. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. McFadden's at the controls. Kessler is helping us with info. Paige is here going through the pages and pages and pages and reams of information so we have the correct math, whether there are 6 people that have been killed in this train wreck in Philadelphia.
You are toying with me, aren't you?
I am, in a manner of speaking, yes.
I want to be correct.
I understand that you want to be correct.
Okay. Molly is a professional.
That's why we have you here, to make the rest of us look bad.
Well, I don't have my work cut out for me.
Yeah. She's a news professional, sir.
Yes, she is, right. All right, so the news about the train wreck. What I want to know is why. We got 6 people dead, fine, and we know that the train tracks are going to be messy for the next day or so.
Yeah.
What I want to know, and that's the only thing that makes any difference to me, is why the train went off the track.
Well, many people want to know this. You're not alone.
Well,
no
but
one
I'm,
knows
it's
yet.
The, but nobody else. It's not the Ray Mupufnik program. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug wants to know.
Ring up the federal investigator shortly and tell them you want to know, and we'll get this thing solved.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What we know is that this happened last night, and it was an Amtrak train that was headed to New York City. It derailed, tipped over in Philadelphia. Right now, I mean, everything is just talking about what an absolute disaster this is.
Why? But it isn't really. It's a train that fell over. Mm-hmm. See, this is the news media exaggerating.
Well, but if you see the pictures, you've seen
the
pictures.
Yeah, the train fell over.
Well,
and there are tons of pictures
over.
From inside. I thought that.
Yeah.
Sure, it fell over. It went off the tracks and fell over.
But it's crunched. I mean,
well,
the front end is crunched in, and
if
6
you've
people
ever
are
seen,
dead.
Yeah, if you've ever seen a train derailment,
yeah,
we had one luckily here. It's unbelievable to see these big, huge pieces of metal just twisted around like toys.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of using the Lionel train when the train used to come off the tracks when I was a kid. It was a messy thing.
A little bit bigger than that.
I want to know if a train, if there was a problem with a locomotive, because if you look at the pictures, the locomotive was way, way off the track. The train itself, the cars sort of followed a little, but there was a big separation between where the engine is and where the cars
are. This derailment happened on a curve where there was an accident in 1943 or something like that, where 77
people
were killed.
Between then and now, I know, between then and now, though.
So they're going to look at the curve and see if the curve, but let me tweak you a little bit, Doug. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Guess what's up for review today as far as funding in front of Congress?
Amtrak.
Yep.
Right.
And
so this is on purpose. Amtrak did it so that they'd get attention.
I'm going to give you even a little bit more so that you can put your tinfoil hat on a little
bit. Keep going. Yep, keep going.
The Democrats are saying, well, we should fully fund the $1.4 billion
Republicans for Amtrak. Republicans don't want to put any money into it.
And because without us investing in the infrastructure, Amtrak will never be a money-making entity.
There never is going to be anyone.
The Republicans are saying, unless you cut the budget, they will not have to run it like a profitable entity, and they will never be profitable. We will always be holding their hands. So we wanted to cut it to 1.13 or 1.31. They want to cut $700,000 from the budget.
Right. $700 million.
No, 1.13 billion.
Okay. Twice that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at it here and you're like, okay, this is all up. Who is going to win? You know the Democrats are going to get the money.
Let me tell you how I feel about
this. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
All right, here's how I feel about this.
Hold on a minute. One more second.
One more. Okay.
So, apparently, the line in question, the Washington to New York and Boston corridor, that is the honeypot for all of Amtrak.
It is, yep.
Nationwide.
Yep.
All the money that Amtrak makes is right there in that corridor.
Right.
All of that money
subsidizes the rest of the system.
Right. And therefore, the infrastructure for that Washington to Northeast corridor does not get the attention that it should get because all the money is derailed over
to
other.
Pardon the pun.
Right.
All right, so here's what happened. When they decided to do the fast train, the Acela, they redid the track from Washington to Boston. They had to replace all of the track, and in doing so, they went to these mile-long pieces instead of the welded units that used to be there that on most of the rest of the system around the country, because the trains don't go that fast, is okay. But in this circumstance, they had to redo so that there were fewer joints and junctions, because those are tougher when you're running the fast train, which is about 110, 120 mile an hour train. It would, neither of those would go that fast into this turn, but because it was a regular train and not an Acela train that went off the track, it leads me to believe there was something else going on. And it wasn't going that fast. There's something else here that is not either being said or hasn't come out yet. There's something that smells about this. And so whether it was bad maintenance of the locomotive, whether it was something put on the track that caused it, I mean, there is traffic on this track literally every 4 to 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always something on this track. And so the fact that they watch these. I have a kid who works for me on the farm, who grew up on the farm. He works for $25 an hour. This kid works on the railroad tracks from Boston to Worcester. He tells me stories all the time about what they're doing maintenance-wise and otherwise to keep these tracks and the beds up to snuff. They'll go out. They spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during the cold weather, because the cold and the heat affects the steel in these tracks. And they have to monitor them, because if they didn't, the trains would be flying off the tracks every day. These things are subject to a lot of really wear and tear because of the weather. And when you add to that, these trains, the locomotives weigh 35 tons apiece. The locomotives weigh as much as an airplane weighs. The smaller airplanes, they're very heavy, the engines in them are large, and they have all kinds of other hydraulic equipment and electric generators and stuff in them. So they're very heavy. And they're hard on the track. So there's something here that is not, there's an obvious answer, and it isn't just the train came off the track.
How long until somebody starts screaming terrorism?
Well, somebody said that. I think Molly said that earlier, and I said, come on. I mean, everything isn't terrorism. It isn't about terrorism.
Well, the news outlets are reporting there's no sign of terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, do we need that said?
No, that becomes nonsense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we mention, or do we have time?
We don't.
Okay.
Because I want to get this to personnel. We have somebody in Nepal who's going to give us an update on the situation and the emergency situation in Nepal. Next on Good Day.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're joined by Lex Kassenberg, who works for CARE and is in Nepal. The earthquakes now that have been history every day, there seems to be some new report. The latest quake, 7.3 on the scale. Lex, whereabouts are you in Nepal, sir?
I'm at the moment in Kathmandu, where CARE Nepal has its main office.
And
I came back from the field yesterday.
All right, so describe what's going on in the so-called field, if you would, please.
Well, as you know, we had a quake based on April the 25th, and it was followed by another big quake yesterday, more to the east. But some of the districts that were hit on the 25th and yesterday are overlapping. So it increases the damage that we have in these districts, and the people are really, really suffering. Those who still have some limited supplies left, outstanding, most of the whole. So the people are really, really desperate in the country now, and looking for any assistance and support they can get.
All right. So we don't have a great connection here, but let's try to make something out of the information that you have. Could you, first of all, tell us in your history with your experience with CARE, is this as bad as anything that you've had to deal with in terms of the conditions after the earthquake?
Well, I've been for CARE also before Typhoon Haiyan, and now here this earthquake. My clear impression is that the situation here in Nepal, because of the aftershocks and the now an earthquake yesterday, the people here are clearly incredibly traumatized and don't know what to do. They don't want to go back into their houses for fear of another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-3 days ago, you slowly saw people going back into their houses. And now they're back on the street again in tents because they don't trust what is going to happen. So that's a really, really challenge for the people. Psychologically, it's much more difficult here, I think.
All right. Refresh us. I think most of us grew up understanding what CARE was or did. Give us a refresher course on CARE and what they're doing. Their website, by the way, is care.org. What is CARE's the challenge now?
Well, for us, the challenge in the fall with this earthquake is to get temporary shelter out to the people as quickly as we can, because it has also been raining already for a fair number of days. Then also, some people are running out of food.
Yeah.
And we're also looking into what we call non-food items, that is dignity kits for women, but also buckets, clothes, blankets, because people need to stay warm and they need a place to stay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think under the circumstance, the fact that we can get through to you at all is probably a miracle. Thanks, Lex. Lex Kassenberg with CARE. CARE, in my opinion, is one of the nonprofits to support. What I remember about them as a kid, what I know about them now is they aren't like some of the others that I'd rather you not give to. You might want to check out care.org.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One-hit wonder contest. We're playing a song now by an artist that only had one major pop single hit. And so if you know the name of this artist, you'll dial this up at 888-302-3684. And the winner will get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it and become... I think we should just go full bore into our Apple wristwatch contest, Richie. We haven't talked about that. I mean, it's surprising because we haven't talked about that. We always figure everything out.
You just keep saying I'm
going to
give away an
Apple
Watch.
I have decided that I want to buy an Apple Watch right. And provide it to one of our listeners.
There you go, everybody. You have as much information as I do.
And the rest of us do. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
That's how it works here.
It is how it works. It's one of the beauties of having everything at our fingertips. The talents that are here. Everyone's so talented we can do things.
It just happens.
Bing, bang. Boom, and we're done. 888-302-3684. You'll notice, though, when I get time, I say, Richie, what about that? How are we doing this?
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's the fun of it. It always ends up with me.
It works. All right, so this is called Music Box Dancer. Canadian pianist and recording artist topped the charts during this week in 1979. So if you know who this is, almost sounds like when I remember it doesn't. His name is not musical. It's more like somebody that might run a construction company. This is Mr. Brennan. He runs ABC Construction. But that's not the case here. He started playing the piano when he was 3 years old, attended McGill University for 5 years, majored in engineering, eventually switched his major to music, entertained his fraternity brothers with everything from ragtime music to Bob Dylan songs. The fraternity piano had thumbtacks on every hammer to give it a rather unique sound. And that's kind of what you hear here.
Yeah.
He joined a band called The Bells. Oh, my God. Richie, see if you can find that old... Go into the thing and find that song by The Bells. Please. Anyway, his first solo album called Seven of My Songs included this. He worked steadily as a staff pianist for the Canadian Broadcasting Company. While he continued to record through the early 90s, he was never able to repeat the success of this tune, Music Box Dancer. So who is this fellow? 888-302-3684. Did you find the song by the Bells?
No, what's the song? Do you
know? It's a ballad. See the label? It's a red bell and a white label. I'm telling you, I'm just remembering it in my mind. It's a soft, corny, you will not like the song. It's corny and it's a love song, but if you can find it, that'd be cool. Meanwhile,
Stay a While?
Yes!
Okay.
That's it. All right, don't play it. Hold on a second. Let's find the correct answer here, and then you can play a little of it. Ed is in Indiana. Hi, Ed. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are things in your subtle world?
Doing fine, thanks.
That's good. Nice to hear from you.
Enjoy your program.
I'm glad. We want everybody to enjoy the program. Do you enjoy it more than others, or do you think you enjoy it as much as everybody else?
I enjoy it as much as everyone else.
Good for you. All right. So who was this man that recorded this Music Box Dancer piano tune?
Frank Mills.
Frank Mills is his name. That is correct. And do you agree with me that he sort of sounded, that name sounds like he ought to work for, a big company or something?
That's right.
Pianist name. All right. Ed, you're a fine human being. Hold on just a second. We'll send you one of these one-hit wonder CDs and qualify you, I think, for our watch drawing. All right. These are the Bells.
Into my room, he creeps.
That's not too creepy.
Yeah. These are the Bells. Oh, my God. I haven't heard this song for years.
Into my dream.
You can't
no one has.
28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the best way to feed a pet is several small meals daily. It's healthier and will make your pet feel more comfortable. You know, a lot of people assume that they only have to feed their dog one meal a day. Now, nutritionally, that may in fact be enough. But what about the hunger? What about the feeling your pet has in their stomach? A pet that's hungry is about to get into trouble, just like a person with an empty stomach. It's much healthier, much better for your pet to feed them several small meals throughout the day if possible. Years ago, everyone recommended that you feed a dog three times a day as a puppy, then twice a day when they get a little bit older, and when they reach a year, they only need one feeding a day. Well, let me explain to you that when your dog's belly is empty, as a behaviorist, I know that feeling, and that's when they get in trouble. So small feedings throughout the day, it's healthier for your pet, and at the same time, it may avoid your pet's gaining weight. And as we know, canine and feline obesity is one of the biggest problems vets see. So feed several small meals throughout the day. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flametop Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page is here with us. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jen back on Friday. We're going to have a limerick contest in this half hour. I'll explain it in a few minutes. Our thought for the day today comes
from
Helen Keller. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. No pessimist
about that.
Ever discovered the secrets of the stars. Here's a woman who couldn't see, most optimistic person. You read some of the things that she was responsible for thinking, and it's just amazing.
We'll never find it. Well, hey, look, there it is.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Okay. There are there are lots of things going on today, as are the cases most days, the plural here. The situation in North Korea with Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Who then...
Kim A-T-U.
I like to refer to him as my buddy, Kim Jong-ding-dong.
Yes, King... Yeah, right.
Kim Jong-ding-dong.
Anyway, so apparently he executed one of the members of his cabinet yesterday, and the cabinet minister...
Oh, it must have been Tuesday.
Yeah. This. The guy, the cabinet member, fell asleep during a meeting with the... leader of North Korea, and was summarily executed.
How dare you fall asleep during my almighty speech?
Bam. That was it, pretty much. That's what happened. Yep. Unless, Molly, you can add something to that.
Well, he was killed by anti-aircraft gunfire with hundreds of people watching at a shooting range at a military academy.
Oh, now that's how
So he became target practice.
That's how we should handle the death penalty in this country.
Yes, it wasn't subtle. It wasn't like they just poisoned him. You want to sleep here? Sleep. No. This was kind of, I'm glad you're not so
bullseye.
Hard.
Yeah. Done.
Wow.
So there you go, boy. Just stay away. Can you imagine if we adopted that here, though, as Richie Richie and Kenny were just suggesting.
We just take all the people on death row and we put them on that beach where they have weapons target tests.
Down in along the 5, Kenny, that far from you at
San Diego?
Yeah.
No, turn it into a reality show.
What a better place to leave.
What's the name of that base?
Pendleton?
Pendleton, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always target practice. You drive up the 5 back and forth between San Diego and Los Angeles. The only place where there's no population is that base, and you can see them. It's one of the great things is, I saw this happen once. They have tanks on one side of the road firing at stuff on the other side of the road. And meanwhile, the 5 is one of the busiest highways in the country. They're doing target practice from one side of the road to the other on the beach or whatever was there. I don't think there's ever been anything that happened, but I always have found amusing.
Kim Jong, I'm looking at pictures of him now. He looks like a character straight out of a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah. All right. Just a quick mention, because Richie hasn't had his chance with this yet. The police officer suing Starbucks because he got burned for $750,000, lost his case yesterday. He focused on his medical condition. His shrink testified that he had difficulty controlling anxiety, experienced depression, had to have surgery related to Crohn's disease, and he struggled to stop taking anti-anxiety drugs because he had coffee spilled in his lap.
Well, and he spilled the coffee in his lap.
He spilled the coffee in his lap. So he wasn't able to convince a judge that he had a case. I'm shocked.
You know, we all remember back to the McDonald's case where the woman spilled the hot coffee in her lap and she got $600,000. She hit the lottery.
But wasn't that reversed?
Was it?
She spilled the coffee, or it got spilled on her when it came out of the window, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, but I thought the judgment, the settlement.
Oh, yeah, she got plenty of dough out of it. Oh, yeah.
But she didn't get the whole thing. I think it was downgraded.
She got a good payday out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good payday.
All of these people should be on that beach as well.
Mm-hmm. Put them all in.
And they said, like Kim Jong Ding Dong, press the button.
All right, we have very important material. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. We've posted a picture of zombie-like creatures on Facebook that I think you came up with this, Molly, right?
I did. This is actually, should I tell them where it's from?
That'd be a good idea.
Okay, it's the new Louis Vuitton Cruise Collection. It's a fashion show that was held in Palm Springs. And the reason I sent it to you guys is just because I am stunned at how more and more models look like zombies, and especially in this one. And the collection is basically, it's based, a lot of the fashion right now, based on Coachella. So it goes back to the 60s and the hippie era. But people were happy and free love and everything then, and now they're walking around just really, really looking constipated. And I was wondering if others felt the same way. So it's posted, and we do have a few comments, and I'm really curious to see what men and women think of the way models are looking these days.
Kenny, what are some of the posts?
Well, Margaret says they look like zombies.
They are.
And Jesse says they look more and more unhealthy. A woman ought to have some shape about her.
Yes. Thank you.
The women pictured need to put some meat on them bones.
Yep, right. Give them a hamburger. Send them out for a hamburger. Okay. Shopping
by the
news.
Way,
yes, Rich.
The woman's name was Liebeck in the McDonald's case.
Yeah.
She was originally awarded $2.7
million.
She ended up knocked down to $480,000 in punitive and $200,000 in compensatory.
Thank you.
So she got $680,000 total.
All right. Consumers starting to spend again, spending differently. Restaurant sales, air travel, more money being spent there. Consumers opting to spend on experience and big ticket purchases, cars, pricey jewelry. The car average price for a new car is $34,000 now. And there are plenty of people who are spending $200-$300 on sweaters and good-looking designer clothing. I don't know if that's just women or men. It says that people, but I think it's more women, isn't it?
Well, the New York Times...
Would you spend $200 on a sweater, Molly?
If someone else bought it, absolutely.
Yeah. Richie, what's the most expensive sweater you ever bought?
I don't wear sweaters, so I would say probably zero. Sweatshirts,
$65.
Yeah.
Kenny, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you ever bought?
I'm sure it would have been a jacket or raincoat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not while living here, but...
No, I mean, we don't need any.
How much did your average T-shirt you wear now cost?
San Diego. Under $20.
There is a problem here in Massachusetts today. We've highlighted it in the From Today Show section at DougStephan.com. The reminder that goes with the story is getting drunk and chasing bears, probably not a good idea. It did happen. North Adams, up in the northeast, northwest corner, the fellow, the spokesperson for the police department there said, quote, "We certainly don't need anybody going all Davy Crockett on us, chasing a bear in the woods drunk with a dull hatchet. Bad idea.
Gotta have a sharp hatchet.
Not going to end well." The hatchet man was taken into protective custody because he was drunk. There are a lot of bears now here in Massachusetts.
Protective custody. Why, the bears said, no matter what, we're going to get this guy?
We're going to get that guy. Yes. He's on a list.
Okay, so this is what we do for state government. This is what poses for state government here in Massachusetts. The following tips were posted on the state website for bear sightings. Quote, if a bear is sighted, leave the animal alone. In most situations, if left alone, the bear will return to the forest on its own. Keep dogs under control, stay away from the bear, and advise others to do the same. Often a bear will climb a tree to avoid people. A gathering of people not only stresses the animal, but adds to the risk of having a bear chased out into the traffic or into a group of bystanders. So that's the story. Important information that we posted for you today. Getting drunk and chasing bears, strongly ill-advised, says the Massachusetts State Police.
I've got that in my notebook.
That's not to do. Right. Coming up, our television report. And here's an opportunity for you to put your thinking cap on. You ready? Anybody ready for this? We're going to have a limerick contest that is going to focus on dogs, cats, your pet. Today is National Limerick Day. This is the time of year when we celebrate the silly nonsense of amusing pieces of copy. There once was a woman from Nantucket and all of that. You know that story. There once was a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, anyway, here's what I'd like you to do.
He's going to go on.
I am. Yes. Okay. I want you to come up with a limerick about your pet. There once was a dog named Charlotte. And I could probably come up with something pretty cute, but I'd have a tear in my eye, and I don't want to have that. So, anyway, what do you have? I had one earlier, Kenny. It was pretty good. It had something to do with poop. There once was a... What? Do you remember it? I'm trying to remember what the lines were. It actually wasn't bad for just coming off the top of my head.
Okay, moving along.
Well, never mind moving along. I'm giving you an idea so that you can win
about
a gift pack of Cedar Side. Yeah, I want you to
about
come up
poop.
A limerick. No, it doesn't have to be about poop.
Okay.
It's a limerick about your animal. And during Warren's appearance here in about 6 or 7 minutes, Warren Eckstein, we're going to give away a package of Cedar Side products, bug spray, things that are good for getting rid of the bugs.
Very good stuff. I have some at home.
It's great stuff.
I love it. I love it. It's just cedar oil.
So a limerick on your dog and you win the Cedar Side prize. 888-302-3684. I once had a dog named Spot, and she came out of a pot. Into the road she ran, and we never saw her again.
It's a loose close, but no cigar.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway,
clean limerick.
Oh, yeah, got to be clean. Yep.
You know when Cedar Side, sir.
Yeah. Okay. What? I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, you didn't. No. You also didn't have a limerick.
What do you mean?
We didn't finish it.
Well, I'm retired.
I once had a dog on a train, and it ran the other way. The end.
Did I win?
Where's my prize?
No, it would have to be like this. There once was a dog on the train, and she escaped into the rain. She fell on a stool and broke all the rules, and thus never came back again.
Boy, that sucks.
How's that?
That's horrible.
I mean, it's right off the top of my my head. What do you want for nothing? At least people got like 3-4 minutes to figure this out.
Nipsey Russell, you ain't.
Yeah, you're cute, huh?
Hey, 888-302-3685. If you've never even heard of Nipsey Russell.
Yeah. But you got a good limerick about your dog or your cat, and you win a prize. Swell prizes. 14 before the hour. TV report in a couple of minutes here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Every wardrobe tells a story, and keeping clothes in good order is critical to setting the right vibe. On the set of The Good Wife, costume designer Dan Lawson uses his creative talent to ensure that every character looks pressed and polished in trend-setting workday attire and casual clothing alike. And Dan says maintaining your wardrobe doesn't have to be expensive.
Each episode of The Good Wife has more than 100 costumes for the principal actors. With a limited budget, I need to use the funds on the apparel itself rather than its upkeep. We needed a reliable, cost-effective product to keep all of the apparel fresh and clean. In between takes, we don't have time to run to the dry cleaner, so we use Dryell in the wardrobe truck. Dryell is an excellent alternative to dry cleaning. Just 15 minutes in the bag for a quick refresh, like on the men's dress shirts, or 30 minutes if we need to do a deep clean. Besides the terrific smell, Dryell removes stains and body oils while letting the garment maintain its shape and color.
You can find more tips from Dan at Dryell.com. This is Larry Stevens.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with
a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
All right, TV time on Good Day. The Live Nation folks are going to have the Music Awards on TBS and TNT. Live Nation Music Awards, Dick Clark Productions, Live Nation, that sort of thing. Why? What makes this special, Kenny?
It's awards for live concert performances.
Ah,
ooh.
Is this something new?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
I
like that. Jamie Lee Curtis says her reason for taking a role in the new horror comedy Scream Queens is simple. The show's creator called her. He called me on the phone. I picked it up. He said, I'm going to write a show for you. Please do it with me. And so the show is now starting to film in New Orleans. It's called, it's pretty much like American Horror Story over on FX, apparently. She plays the dean of a university. Her co-stars are a who's who of young Hollywood. Lea Michele, Abigail Breslin, Nick Jonas. Wow, an interesting group. So this show is a number. It's kind of like another zombie thing, right? The world is full of zombies for whatever the reason. Let's see here. AMC scheduling Mad Men. There's a big marathon. The series finale is coming up on May 13th. So they're going to present 91 episodes in a row before they do the final over at AMC. How do you like that? Are you big fans of that? I don't know that much about
it. No, I haven't seen that.
John Travolta.
Travolta.
is going to be in the new TV show about O.J. Simpson's trial. Cuba Gooding Jr., David Swimmer. Sarah Paulson, starring in this true crime anthology series called American Crime Story. Season one will focus on the O.J. Simpson trial and the book by Jeffrey Toobin. And Travolta is supposed to be playing Robert Shapiro, Simpson's attorney. Gooding plays O.J. Simpson. Who's going to watch that? That'd be actually probably interesting. Sounds like an interesting show. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Selma Blair, according to Entertainment Weekly, she was in Legally Blonde, right?
If you say so.
Right. She's going to play the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian, O.J.'s attorney, in American Crime Story. So I'll bring that around. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, host of the amazing Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations, is here with us. Brought to you by Cedarside. And because we have this nice connection with Cedarside, they have a gift pack to give to the person who has the best limerick, or maybe the only limerick, about your dog, your cat, your pet. There once was a dog named Fred, and he always fell out of bed. And then you can fill in the rest of the... Warren's probably good. Are you impressed so far?
There once was a dog named Fred, and he always had an itchy head.
Yeah.
So Cedarside was the key for,
and he
healthy
used it
for him to be.
On his knee. Right. All right. So if you want to keep bugs...
Right?
Huh? We're getting paid to do this too, folks.
Yeah.
You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Go to cedarside.com and you'll see the information about the leader in this country in natural and organic pest control. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, for example.
It's great.
You've
got
to have that. You're going to get, the person who has the limerick is going to get a kit that was full of Cedarside material, the organic bug spray. Let's see here.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. Mosquito spray, tick spray, mite, all of these things. You'll be able to take care of every problem you have with
bugs.
All
you do is just spray a little on your hands, rub your dog's coat, boom, yep. Good to go.
Gonzo. The Cedarside folks have all the products you need, and you can get them by going to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code DUG for free shipping, or you can call 800-842-1464. for, use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. Use the code Doug.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99.
Offer valid in store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. What's this story about this fella who got arrested? He's trying to save a dog in a car. I wish that guy had been around when Charlotte was having her problem. What happened to him?
It took place in Athens, Georgia, Doug, and what happened was a man was walking by. He noticed a small dog locked in the car suffering. The guy was a veteran, by the way. He broke the window using his wife's wheelchair, one of the things from his wife's wheelchair, to break the window, got into the car, took the dog out. The owner of the Mustang, the owner of the car, came out and demanded the police were called and demanded that they press charges, and they arrested the guy for breaking in and saving the dog's life. But they also gave the woman a ticket for endangering her dog. The bottom line is this. I went to jail on Long Island several years ago for doing exactly the same thing. It was just a few hours there. What would you do? What would you do?
I'd do the same thing.
There was a dog.
Same thing.
Yeah, but do this. But do this. Call the police first, because I did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't break the window. I called the police first, and I said, what do you want me to do? And they said, we'll have somebody there in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And I let them
break
the window.
The option would have been to break the window and face with
And I would have told them, yeah, I'm going to break the window. So just hit that, okay, hit the 911 first and just say, here's the situation. What do you want me to do? And then that way you're clear. You're covered.
Yeah. You have
the story was simply the fact that the police officer did not want to arrest this guy. He agreed with them, but the woman pressed charges, so they had no option.
Great. You've written on your Facebook page a story of adoptable dogs who are following shoppers around on this digital billboard. What's the story? We have so many dogs, my God, in this country.
You better hurry up and get to your limber contest, too.
I will. Yeah, yeah. Tell us the story, Warren.
A quick story. Basically, in England, what they do is they have a tremendous billboard at a place where thousands, hundreds of thousands of people pass by. So this giant billboard has dogs from the Humane Society walking past it every couple of minutes, and it looks like the dogs are following you. And so far, they say people see the dogs on the big screen, and they're winding up going to the shelters and adopting them. So I think it's a great idea. I think we'll see it here soon.
Mark has a limerick. Go ahead, Mark.
I have a lab named Fred. He has a gigantic blockhead. He runs in the dishes against my wishes, then comes back and rolls in my bed.
That's awesome. Winner, winner.
Winner, winner, dinner. Chicken dinner. Yeah. All right, so you're going to get the biting insect spray sample pack, 4-ounce spritzers, convenient sizes, all your. I've got a whole one. Richie's talking about this. This
yeah, is it's a good, it's a cool little pack.
$25 value.
We used it last night on the kids and the dogs.
There you go. So hold on a second, Mark. We'll send you one of these. We're coming up with a good, cool limerick. There once was a fella named Warren who often fell from his Torin. He got up now.
Shut up.
Warren.
It's 58 past the hour.
I know it's 59 past the hour. Yeah. Good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.